Kevin Burnett, of course, a great Raiders linebacker, good enough to join us for live at Raiders HQ every Thursday from noon to 3 here in the Wheelhouse. So make sure that you join us. Kevin's had a great career. Was with Dallas. I was in Dallas when he was there as well. San Diego, Miami, and now, of course, doing a great job with the Raiders. Good to see you, man. How are you?
All is well. Yourself?
Yeah,
what's
good.
Up, Kevin?
Good. So what we do is when every guy comes in, we want to make sure that we promote them if they got something to promote. And we always ask a guy, do you have Twitter? And what did you say to that? We said, well, do you have Twitter? What did you say?
I said, no, I'm a grown man. I leave that little boy stuff alone.
That's exactly my sentiment. Put your walkie-talkies and your diaries away.
All of a sudden, right? He's your favorite
exactly
now.
Exactly right.
He's your
he's
favorite
exactly
now.
Exactly right.
Oh, that was great.
Because they all get on me. They say, oh, you're old. You don't tweet.
But media's
see?
Different.
I'm a grown man. Put the little boy stuff away.
That's it, man. You violate your own privacy. You know?
Exactly.
I see that. Yeah, you would be. But see, what you said, too, was the reason why, Pop, you're not on it because you couldn't help yourself. You said
I get fired in 2 minutes.
You would, because you said I'm a hothead, right? And you don't want to say something that then it's out there. You got to delete it. You
make,
yeah, you'd have a problem, right?
You know, you start tweeting about work, yeah. And then one thing turns into another. You say the wrong thing, and it gets misinterpreted.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know what? Leave it alone.
Let the little boys play with their little walkie-talkies over in the
boys
corner.
And the toys.
Your new
right,
favorite.
I was watching the game back this morning, and, the fourth down play Usama makes, everybody the big play. To me, the biggest play of the game, and there were so many of them, was the third and one when they ran off the left side, their left side, to Ben Tate, and you slid over. You and Roach just stuffed that play.
It was something that you kind of go over week in and week out. You say, okay, this week we're going to win the game on a goal line. This week we're going to win the game on a goal line. And then for it to actually happen, it was like I had been there before. And, everybody was asking me about the play. We talked about the third down stop. I'm like, what third down stop? I couldn't even remember until, now, because I had played it so many times in my head that it was just second nature. It's just you go out there, you make the play, and line up for the next one.
Is that kind of what it's like when you're – on the field, because as you're watching that thing, you're thinking, okay, they're going down the field, and this has happened to this organization before where this team is making, and you've got to make that play at the end. Are you conscious of that, or it's just, hey, I'm on the field and it's happening and I don't even think about it?
You play, you take each play for what it is. And for me, understanding situation is big. Situation football is big in the National Football League because most games are decided between 5 to 7 points, 3 points. I mean, just every week is less than a touchdown. So you really have to understand what's going on in between the whistles. And then once that whistle's blown and they start winding the clock, you got to be tuned in for that play because it may not be a next play.
Yeah, and you're ready for that play because of the film work. You do what they like to run left behind 76 and 74, and you
right.
were there to stuff that play.
That's the big side of their line. It hasn't changed. The Coach Kubiak, those guys, they do a really good job. They say, you know what, we're going to put our best, you bring your best, and may the best man win.
John mentioned the former teams you played for, Dallas and San Diego, and I can't wait to see you play the Cowboys because I thought by far the best game you played as a Raider was against San Diego. When you went at Antonio Gates and you were what did you have, like 17 tackles that game? Was it the matchup with Gates? What was it about that game? Because I thought you played so well.
In big games, you need your good players to play good. And for me, it was just approaching that game like it was no other game to be played. And understanding that this is going to be the game that's going to put us over the top. And then play the next game, play the next play. Because in this league, you can go from top to bottom and then from the bottom to the top real fast. You look at guys like Steve Young. He was a backup behind Joe Montana. Then the next year he's starting, they trade Joe Montana away to the Chiefs. So next man up, next play. You want to be the best, do it this play, and then do it the next play, and then do it the next play, and then do it the next week. That's how you leave your legacy. That's how you take a team that hasn't been to the playoffs in 10 years to the playoffs.
Defensively, and we've talked about this a lot, obviously, the lack of continuity. You come in and you bring in all the different starters that you guys have, and there's no – with Tyvon out and Lamar on the other side, there's not one guy playing the same position he did a year ago. How have you guys been able to come together so fast and become a good defensive unit?
I don't know. If I had the potion, I'd bottle it up and sell it because it's something that's hard to find. It's something that's hard to do. I've been on four different teams – and none of them quite came together as good as this one has come together. Now we still have a lot of football to be played, but we play well together to be a bunch of, let's call it what it is, a bunch of misfits, a bunch of guys that just came in at the end, at the start of the year, plug them in and play. Let's go.
You know, Charles said something the other, it was actually before the Philadelphia game, and he didn't play well that day, but he was saying, we're learning how to be a good team together, and I can see that on the defense, where initially, because there's so many new pieces, you had to figure it out how it was all going to piece together, but at some point early in the year, before the Philly game, you could just sense that this was coming together and that you guys had your roles and you knew how to come together and be a good defense.
Football is a game that it takes time. On some guys get it faster than other ones, and some teams get it faster than other ones, but it takes time. Now, how long it takes, nobody knows. It could take 5 minutes. It could take 5 years. It could take 10 years. But this team, like you said, you can sense it coming together week in and week out. So now it's time for us to play a complete game. And no better time than the present. You know, if the year's coming to a close, the playoff race is probably as close as it's been in a long time with, you know, you got 8 teams all with the same record. So if you're going to separate yourself, now's the time to do it.
Yeah. I know it was on the other side of the ball, but you guys got to be conscious, obviously. You got this kid who's never started a game. He's a rookie free agent, and after the game in the locker room, everybody's kind of going crazy. How cool was it to see Matt McGloin come in, given his background, and play that kind of a game in Houston?
Well-deserved. Very, very well-deserved. The kid, and I don't want to call him a kid. I don't want that to be misinterpreted. But he goes out there and he picks us apart. You know, just I said this after the game 2 weeks ago. He was out there picking us apart. You know, he plays the game how it's supposed to be played. He throws guys open. He makes the right decision, and he's not going to make many mistakes. So when you have those things, that combination in a player, you have a really good quarterback. And what he does with success, we have to find out. And this league is a week in and week out. You know, how much can you produce? What have you done for me lately? So now it's, okay, Matt, forget about the last game you had. Let's see what you can do this week.
Yeah, when you say pick you apart, he, you know, he's the backup quarterback. He runs the scout team. So
right.
He would go up against the number one defense. He had a lot of good moments against you guys.
Right.
What's it like to play with your brother?
A feeling that can't be described. You know, to play on the same team with somebody you basically eat Thanksgiving and share Christmas with and celebrate birthdays, and nobody has to go anywhere now. Everybody can just come to the Raider game and go home.
Yeah.
Everybody, we can have Thanksgiving at one house and not have to go all over the place. Everybody, we can all do one thing. We can all be in one place at the same place, same time, and not have to worry about, okay, Kalen plays this time, Kevin plays this time. Now we can all sit back. Hey, we play, we go home, we go eat, everybody's together. We pack up, we go home, we do it all again next week.
You're 8 years older, yeah. So have you guys ever played on the same team? It's quite a gap, 8 years.
I mean, maybe only flag football outside in the street, but other than that, no.
Yeah, Kevin Burnett, linebacker for the Raiders, is joining us. His brother, Kalen Burnett, of course, plays for the Raiders. For those who don't know the backstory on that, you essentially raised him, correct?
Pretty much. I mean, I don't want to take all the credit because
we
have parents. But our father died when I was 5. He wasn't born yet. But I was forced into, I guess, a leadership role very early because we didn't have very many positive role models at that point in time. Now, we had uncles, we had cousins, we had people who were around us, but on a day in, day out, week in, week out basis, it was us. I mean, we had to, you know, police each other, and he keeps me in check sometimes too. And I don't want to take all the credit because it's not all mine. He's definitely a role model too. I mean, mm-hmm. You can learn something from somebody that's younger than you, especially if you open your ears and realize that you don't know everything.
He's playing great on special teams.
Yeah.
He's a force. 95 shows up about every time the ball gets kicked.
I'm so happy for him. He's getting his opportunities, making the most of it. Now I'm urging him to take another step. You know, you see Taiwan out there making a bunch of plays. Look, you better go down. You better race him down there. I know you may not be 4-2, but shoot, you can run a 4-5, you can run a 4-6. So go chase the ball, get to it fast as you can, and then come back and do it again.
That's great stuff. Hey, congratulations on a great season. Continued success. We'll see you Sunday against Tennessee.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it. There you go. There is Kevin Burnett, 94 linebacker for the Raiders.
He's a grown man, John.